proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We continue our study on the Ark of the Covenant in the typology of the tabernacle and the items contained therein. Atop of the Ark of the Covenant rested an item known as the mercy seat, made from pure gold. The mercy seat measured 2.5 cubits long by 1.5 cubits wide. That is to say, 3.75 feet in length by 2.25 feet in width. The mercy seat had the same horizontal and vertical dimensions as the Ark of the Covenant itself had. In Exodus chapter 25, God instructed to fashion 2 golden cherubim for the mercy seat. Either of these would go on either side of the mercy seat. The cherubims would face inward toward each other. According to the scripture, these figures were to, quote, stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another, unquote. God stated that he would meet with the Israelites from above the mercy seat. That Hebrew noun rendered as mercy seat is the word kaporeth. It comes from the verb kafah, which means literally cover over. Figuratively, the verb kafah denoted the act of making atonement, as, for example, this passage from Exodus 32 illustrates. On that occasion, after the Israelites had sinned by making a golden calf and worshipping it, Moses told them, quote, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin, unquote. The word make atonement in the Hebrew is kafar. Currently, Jesus Christ fulfills the role of the mercy seat. In the 3rd chapter of Romans, Paul wrote about the Savior, quote, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, unquote. The Greek noun translated as propitiation was hilasterion. The same noun also appeared in Hebrews chapter 9 with reference to the mercy seat. Throughout Exodus chapter 25, God referred to the Ark of the Covenant by calling it the Ark of the Testimony. He told Moses, quote, thou shalt put into the ark all the testimony which I shall give thee, unquote. The testimony in question alluded to the 2 tablets of stones upon which God inscribed the basic tenets of the Mosaic Law, which God had given to Moses on top of Mount Sinai when he met with them. But God also directed Moses to place 2 other items inside the Ark of the Covenant. According to the author of Hebrews chapter 9, the Ark of the Covenant contained the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded. The vessel containing manna would remind the Israelites of God's faithfulness when he provided for their needs during their sojourn in the wilderness. It should remind believers today that God still remains faithful. As Paul informed the believers in Philippi in the 4th chapter of Philippians, quote, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, unquote. Aaron's rod would serve as a reminder of an Israeli rebellion against Moses and Aaron, one described in the 16th chapter of Numbers. On that occasion, God authenticated his designated representative as Aaron by allowing Aaron's rod to bud. That item functioned as visible evidence that God had authenticated Aaron's ministry as the high priest. Even so, Jesus Christ continues to serve as a Christian's high priest. One of the priestly functions he performs, according to 1 John chapter 2, is being an advocate, a go-between between God the Father and the Christian. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.